The next patient is Charles Barfield. The last name is B, like in boy, A, like in Alpha, R, like in Roger, F, like in Foxtrot, I, like in India, E, like in Echo, L, like in Lima, D, like in Delta. Charles, number one, clinical case of a 64-year-old white man that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD3A. Period. The patient has a functional right kidney. The left kidney seems to have a problem with the Staghorn calculus. The patient is doing well. He doesn't have any complaints. The diabetes has been in a stable condition. The patient has a diagnosis of BPH, but unfortunately has not been evaluated by urology yet. Period. His previous urologist doesn't take his insurance. Today, this patient comes with a laboratory workup in which there is a creatinine of 1.5, an estimated GFR of 52. The patient has a potassium of 5.2, a sodium of 142, CO2 of 25. Period. The patient continues to be a 3A. However, the protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 1,143 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. In order to explain this in the presence of a blood sugar that is under control, could be related to the presence of hypertension with systolics in between 160 and 170. Or obstruction in the lower urinary tract. This has to be clarified, and we're going to emphasize the patient the need to have the urology evaluation. Nevertheless, we are going to prescribe torsemide, 20 milligrams three times a week. Come on. In the past, he had bad experience with diuretics and dehydration. We are going to use 3 weeks, three times a week. Number two, the patient has this arterial hypertension. Four medications have been used. However, there is no inclusion of the diuretic that we mentioned above. This patient has a cardiomyopathy that is dilated. He has to be following a low sodium diet and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. Following number, the patient has fatty liver. He remains with elevation of the liver enzymes. The ALT 84, the AST 48, bilirubin 0.5. The patient was made aware of this situation that has to be corrected. The weight has to come down, as well as the correction of the lipids. Following number, the diabetes mellitus with hemoglobin A1C of 6.3%. Following number, this patient has hyperlipidemia, the total cholesterol is 163, the HDL is 36, the LDL is 89, and the triglycerides are coming down to 289. The patient is taking fenofibrate in combination with a statin. Following number, hyperuricemia treated with allopurinol. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft, and is followed by Dr. Bhandari. B like in boy, H like in hotel, A like in alpha, N like in November, D like in delta, A like in alpha, R like in Roger, E like in echo. Period. The patient continues to take finerenone with a potassium of 5.2. Next paragraph. We emphasize the need to follow the diet with a low sodium diet, fluid restriction, and a plant-based diet in order to get a better control. We are going to add the administration of diuretics because by definition, this patient is using more than three medications to blood pressure for the blood pressure control. The only thing that prevents us to call it resistant hypertension is that he doesn't have any diuretics that are added today. Reevaluation in 3 months. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation in the EMR.